Over 75 Democratic lawmakers are now calling for the resignation of senior White House advisor Stephen Miller after the Southern Poverty Law Center released a report which claims leaked emails showed Miller promoted white nationalist literature to Breitbart from 2015 to 2016. For a closer look at the report, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Edison Hayden, author of the report and senior investigative reporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So tell us a little bit about some of these emails and some of the writings that he seems to promote, Stephen Miller.
Sure. I think that the easiest way for your listeners to understand it is Miller sent material from websites that are focused on the so-called white genocide conspiracy theory, the idea that non-whites are being used to deliberately and systematically replace white people in the United States, which is the type of thing that would have never been associated, you would never imagine being associated so publicly with our policies, at least not in the modern era.
And so, I mean, there is a belief that, his beliefs and some of these writings sort of underpin the policies that he's helping shape in the Trump administration.
No, absolutely. There's one very clear example in the first one I list in that story, which is from VDare, which is a white nationalist website. And Miller shares it to a Breitbart editor in the context of telling her how to report on temporary protective status for refugees. Temporary protective status for refugees is when, let's say, there's a hurricane or something like that happens. We allow people to come into the U.S. for a limited amount of time. It was created by during the George H.W. Bush administration, so not Obama or anything like, a Democratic administration. Miller, again, his reference point is a white nationalist publication. And what have we done during the Trump era? We have eliminated temporary protective status for a number of countries, including the Bahamas, very recently. That's a country that is 90% black.
Right. And you see it coming out of the president's mouth. He said that, he didn't want to let a lot of people in from the Bahamas because some of them were very bad gang members, very, very, very bad drug dealers.
Yeah. I mean, it's on a personal level, I'm extremely ashamed to see some of this material make it all the way to the White House. But that's the reality we're in.
Why should we care what Stephen Miller likes to read?
We should care what Stephen Miller likes to read, perhaps even more than the president, based upon what we are hearing about how influential he is in policy. There was a report yesterday in the Washington Post that he sought to bolster the number of white European immigrants coming into the United States while decreasing the number of non-white immigrants. This is a fantasy that comes directly from white nationalist literature, and we can see just the rise in far-right extremism just in terms of what we saw in Charlottesville and the terror attack in El Paso and the terror attack at Tree of Life Synagogue in October of 2018. Right now, far-right extremism is on the rise, and I think the report shows very clearly that it's made it all the way to the highest office in the land.
Yeah, and these are books, I mean, some of them, it's brown people raping white women to death and all sorts of really violent, violent images where always the bad people are the darker people.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, these are things that Miller himself almost certainly knew were taboo and wrong at the time he was sharing them. He was sharing them to a person who he believed to be a fellow traveler. In the far right anti-immigrant movement, so he felt safe. But you can see, for instance, he shares. He told that editor to aggregate from the website American Renaissance, which is among the most famous white supremacist publications, in the world. But when he did it, he told her to get on the phone. He pulled her aside. He removed Steve Bannon and others from. The thread that he was on, said, let me call you on the phone. And then he went on the phone and recommended that she aggregate from that website. And when he did, Afterwards, he followed up with several emails that refer to it, providing evidence that the call happened.
Thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it. Michael Edison Hayden from the Southern Poverty Law Center.